following is a digital media production.
Hey guys, we have one of the all-time episodes of the J Train podcast with Big J Oakerson. We talk about trimming bush, going on spring break, and what to do if you can't get it up. Check it out, share it around, enjoy. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train Jared Freed coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, I say it every week. Thank you for getting involved with this podcast. It sizzles my sausage every time you send me a picture of you listening over Snapchat. Keep doing that. JTrain56 on Snapchat. I want to get right into today's episode. I'm really pumped to have our guest here. The super funny, the great guy at Big J Oakerson. What's going on, man?
What's up, Jared? How are you, buddy?
I'm so pumped to have you here.
I have to assume that your girl fans are sending you all kinds of filthy shit. You're a good-looking guy.
Well, this is the thing. I said in the beginning, I was like, send me your shits or tits.
Yeah.
And that was my ploy at getting tits. Now I get like a million shits a week.
Yeah.
And like half a nip.
But you gotta put that out there though, so it doesn't seem so misogynistic. Like, yeah. Take it all.
I'll take whatever you got.
We did that on Bonfire. We were like, you know, it's like, send your dick pics and your puss pics.
Yeah.
And we do get both, but you do definitely get more dick pics.
Oh my God. And then guys are just ready to go with that.
They're excited to show you a dick pic.
They want to show off what they got. There's one guy, he did send a dick, and I was just like, oh, that's an unattractive thing. Like, there's nothing attractive about picture. I don't know why the dick pic even became...
But can you appreciate if a guy's got, like, a wallop? Can you be like,
yes.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a great dick.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'll go shake his hand. I'll get his autograph.
Yeah.
I'm pumped to have... Guys, you guys got to get involved with Jay if you don't know of him already, because he's, you know, to me, this is it's a big deal to have you on. I really do appreciate you coming. So, all of you, go follow Big Jay on Twitter, at Big Jay Oakerson, also on Twitter, on Instagram, Big Jay Oakerson on Instagram. He's going to be at the Providence Comedy Connection this weekend. What's the date this weekend?
The 5th. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, the 5th.
The 5th and 6th.
20 days off.
I'm way off.
It is the 5th and 6th Comedy Connection in Providence. Seeing him live is great. Also, he's got some great things going on. What's Your Fucking Deal is going to be on CISO.com. Explain that show for us.
That's a show we put together where I host it and I bring up all amazing comics to just do straight crowd work. Everybody has to work off the cuff.
And crowd work is just, you see someone and you just start talking with them and you get funny right away.
Yeah, we did 8 shows. The crowds were into it. We did it at the Bitter End down in the West Village, which
that's
is
a great
such
spot
a cool venue,
it.
Such a historic venue.
It's a music venue usually, but the great thing about that is the stage is low, the audience is right on top of you.
Yeah, and we just got surrounding us, and we just like a lot of people in eyesight with something, you know, with like your eye line with like the stage being so low and it being such a wide place.
It is.
Not very deep.
And then the bar's right over there. You know, you can really see everybody. It's perfect for that type of show.
And we had some amazing, you know, Kurt Metzger, Gilbert Gottfried, Colin Quinn did it.
That's insane.
And
you host it?
Yeah, I host it. Andy Kindler came and did it, who's just like one of my favorites to watch.
Yeah.
It was it's an amazing thing, and it's available on CISO, which is NBC Universal's new online streaming service. So it's a subscription site, but you have to pay for it. But it's now they're, I guess, pulling all their content off of Netflix.
Okay.
So it's NBC, all the entire back catalog of Tonight Show, of SNL, of all
and
their stuff. 30 Rock
CISO.
Is all going to be on CISO.com. And they did about somewhere between 5 and 10 flagship shows they produced.
Okay.
And What's Your Fucking Deal was one of them.
This is one of them. That's a huge fucking
uncensored,
deal.
Completely uncensored, and just raw. Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane.
I know we don't have like a big comedy fan audience, but like these are huge names. You should go watch. These are like
funniest. Cream of the crop. Got Bert Kreischer flew in to do it.
Bert's on the show.
Bert Kreischer did it. Who's just like, you know.
He's the original frat guy.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, no shit. He's a... The inspiration for Van Wilder.
I know. We talked about it. It's insane. So go check that out. It's on March 17th. That's going to be on CISO.com. It's called What's Your Fucking Deal? And you can also check out Jay's podcast, which I've been on. Such a fun time. Great hang. It's called Legion of Skanks. Comes out every Mondays on the Kumia Network.
Yep.
And
we do two a week. One comes out for free, though, still every week on iTunes.
Great.
On Mondays. And between that and just, and the SDR show is the other one I do with Ralph Sutton on Gas Digital Network. And then, of course, on SiriusXM, Comedy Central, me and Dan Soder do The Bonfire.
The Bonfire. And Soder's a favorite guest of the people here. We've had Soder on a couple times.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in with their top five guests, and he was the number one
gun. Oh, I bet. Yeah. He's so funny.
So
man.
Fucking funny. So, guys, get involved with the Big J Oakerson train. You got to do it right now. At Big J Oakerson on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him. Support him. He's amazing.
The BJ train.
The BJ train. Exactly. That, we all want to be on that. Now, let's go. Are you ready for some emails?
Let's do it.
Before I get into that, go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. I'm going to be in Oregon at the end of the month at Harvey's Comedy Club and also Oregon State University. I'm going to be in Buffalo on the 19th. I'd love to see some of you guys there. JTrainComedy.com. Go check that out. Also, day one of the tournament, on the same day that Jay's show comes out on CISO.com 317, we are going to do a live episode from Hair of the Dog with Chris DiStefano. He's going to come on, I think. So
nice.
We're going to get drunk on the air, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So
yeah.
All good stuff happening. Let's do some emails. Ready for this? This is called Bush League. What's Gucci Corn Beef on Rye Train? They give me new nicknames every time. A lot of them have to do with me being Jewish. So, side note, I just realized how seriously fucked up it is to throw a Jewish slur along with the word train. But anywho, there's one thing I haven't heard you, Mansamp, or any of the guests discuss enough. This topic being Bush. Not the band or any of the former presidents. I'm talking about the majestic crotch mane.
This is right in my wheelhouse.
This is you, like. Man.
This is my favorite.
I chose some specific Big J topics. I'm curious because I, as a recent graduate from a big Greek life-oriented state school on the East Coast, I have had several experiences with different levels of Bush, while also seeing several different levels in the process. Whether I've sported the end of November, the bald eagle, or the sloppy Batman symbol, I did one time as a joke. I've never had a girl, I'm straight by the way, straight up decline or even just seem obviously disgusted or freaked out by it. So he's saying his own Bush. However, some of my friends and fraternity brothers have stories of different reactions. What are your thoughts on gardening, on the gardening process for either your strong medium or your would-be mate? Bonus points if you read this email in an episode with a female guest. I'm curious to hear more opinions on this, but it probably wouldn't end well if I just did a survey of a bunch of people on pubic hair. Keep up the good work on the podcast. Maybe I'll send you some more pics of what I do in the toilet. Thanks, homie. What do you think, male, female, Bush strategies, Big J? What say you?
Look, if you got a real heavy piece and you're a dude,
yeah,
and it's just a good-looking wallop and you're thin, you can go for the full shave.
So body thing. Type matters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do not have a good dick or body for full bald dick.
No, you.
No, it's not going to be the right body. I need a little bit of fur to like.
Yeah, fat guy with a like with a bald dick is basically a big adult baby.
It looks like a giant, but yeah, it's ridiculous. Unless you have like a crazy, I don't have a crazy huge dick at all. So
but you're tall. See, height matters in this too, I would think.
No, I think that's solely got to do with, like, if you're going to shave all of your dick hair off above your dick,
okay,
you there has to be a flat surface from below your chest all the way to your dick. And that's why your dick is just sprouting out of your body.
It's
going to
be a wall.
Yeah, if there's any kind of curvature above it, it's not going to look good. You're going to see all the weird tucks. And,
yeah, all the crevices. Yeah.
I'm a big believer in...
It's going to be like a Cinnabon.
I'm a big believer, and the maintenance on this is very easy.
Yeah.
You know, if you shower regularly, shave your balls.
Okay.
Keep my balls bald, and I'm, you know...
So you're doing like a fade situation
here. And the base of the shaft.
the base of the shaft.
Yeah, just make sure that the hair's not rotten
that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm a girl going down on a guy, I wouldn't want like the one hair in my eye.
No. Do you ever get your eyebrows done ever?
So I have very thick eyebrows.
Me
I
too.
Don't get them done. I pluck though.
You pluck. So
yes.
I get them threaded, which is
you
weird.
Do.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous about threading. My brother
it
got
hurts
them threaded.
A motherfucker.
It hurts, and also my brother got them threaded once, and all I could do, they fucked up a little bit. You're
uneven.
You're literally one pluck away from fucking up too.
Sure.
So I kept making eye contact with his eyebrows for like a month. I couldn't stop looking at
him. Yeah, I've had him give me by accident. You have to find a good place.
Yeah.
I've had him give me a people's eyebrow before where like one's up and one's kind of straight, which is irritating. But as someone with thick eyebrows too,
yeah.
One of the things they'll do is...
I'm just noticing that now, yeah.
One of the things they'll do is, and this is my theory on the base of the shaft, they will...
Yeah.
Comb all the hairs on your eyebrow up and everything that kind of comes over like the line, they just trim. So that's what I'll do with my dick hair. I kind of, in the shower, you get all the hair forward and then I just kind of like shave.
Yeah.
Like so that the hair will never come over the shaft.
It's kind of like when the barber like puts your bangs down in front of your face and then just cuts across, like cuts in an angle.
Right. It shouldn't go past this mark any hairs.
Yeah. We should all get a boner and then just take a Sharpie and put a line.
You know the line where it goes. Yeah.
And so just like to this point and then we'd all be good. We could just abide by that line.
Hell yeah. And then with chicks.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, you're not going to turn down bald or hairy pussy, but
gay, the only people that are too classy for Bush are gay dudes.
Yeah. I don't mind hairy pussy, and some guys really don't like that at all. It's not my favorite to have it be like woofing, but
I don't mind
a full woofing? Bush. Oh yeah, I dated a Greek girl one time for a while.
Oh man.
This girl, cute chick, good body, big, huge Greek bush.
Like did
I mean wild. Like over
untamed. Okay.
Really long and like it didn't go like it wasn't wild all over her body. It wasn't like going out to her thighs or anything like that. It was just like her bush was really thick.
Wow.
At first I thought that was like a turn on. So I was like, this is kind of cool.
This is where I'm at with it because everyone shaves now.
Right.
So now you know shaving is now done without thought.
Yeah.
So when I see a bush like that, like the Greek bush that you're talking about, I would think, I'm like, oh, okay. She's put some thought.
Yeah, this is something different.
Yes.
This is how thick her bush was, though. We were at a hotel once,
okay.
And I was just like getting over that. You know, you always want to switch it up. Like I said, I always prefer some bush.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, even like with my girl, like, you know, when you're with someone for a while, like in the bush for a while, once in a while, you're like, you know what? Let's go bald now.
Yeah,
let's try that.
You're like a director for a photo shoot.
That's it. Let's stir things up. Let's shake the pot a little.
Yeah, I like that you're open and honest about that with her, though.
Oh yeah. Well, because you know that's my girl. But this was a girl I was just kind of seeing,
yeah.
So it wasn't like
you couldn't. Just
I felt
like,
nervous to be like, hey, let's shave your bush. So I said, hey, wouldn't it be sexy if I'll shave your pussy.
You said that to her.
Yeah, and we were in a hotel, Mohegan Sun. I remember that.
I was just there last weekend.
Yeah, I shaved her bald and ate her pussy. Turns out, I mean, a quantity and distance squirter.
Really?
She had no idea because that bush was so thick. Her bush was so thick.
It was a force field?
It was absolutely a mop.
It was a human mop
that just soaked everything up because I couldn't believe how much. I thought she peed on me first. My first experience with a squirter.
That is the funniest
reaction.
It's hilarious to think of both of you being surprised by it. Whoa, yeah. Where'd that come from?
She was even like, she goes, oh my God, did I just pee on you? I'm like, I don't think so. I guess I was more like, I don't think so.
I've tasted pee
before. Yeah, because you know what? I've had some accidental pee, and this does not seem like it.
This isn't a 10-year blend.
But that became like a big thing. That was actually a hard thing to walk away from that girl eventually because of that squirting.
And would you had to walk away for the squirting?
I had to walk away for several other reasons.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, not that at all. I was in the squirting is what made me like do dumb asshole guy shit where you're like, all right, let me see if I can get her back. And then like you get back with her and you fuck two or three times. And then you're like, wait, I didn't want to get back with this girl. This was a mistake.
It makes you bring a baseball mitt to see how far back you can catch it from.
Oh, man. It was like she really would get mad at some points because I'd be so focused like on just like trying to make her squirt.
You want to see it again.
that she...
That's why people go visit Old Faithful. You know what's going to happen, but you just want to see it.
You want to see it again. And she would get a... She would really get, like, upset. Like, it's like, is this just, like, novelty for you? And it's like, yes, sort of.
Yeah, you are the bearded woman.
And I've dealt with many squirters since, but she still was, I mean, it was a flood. It was
really?
So, I mean, I always remember she had purple sheets, and they would just be black when they were done. It was just soaked.
Oh, my God.
And
it's amazing.
I was never able to sleep there. I was never able to stay at her house.
Yeah, because you got to bring a bathing suit.
No, it wasn't that. She was a side girlfriend at the time, which was kind of shitty.
I mean, that doesn't help
either. She was a side, but she didn't know she was a side girlfriend, but that was always a good excuse. And I was like, well, I can't. I mean, look at the beds. Like, where am I
going
to sleep?
It was something to make you rationalize not keeping it going.
Not even rationalize. It was a good excuse.
Yeah, exactly. I think with I do think that I like seeing the variety is the spice of life is really what we're saying here. You do want to see that there's been attention paid.
Sure, yeah.
I think from a guy looking at a female, I'm a guy, I just want to whiffle. Like, give me the number two. I go number two all over.
Yeah.
So I'm working some. I just don't want, like, you know when you feel, here's what I don't want from my ball region, mm-hmm. and I think girls would appreciate this. You know when you have a buddy who has a lot of chest hair?
Yeah.
And you touch their chest over their shirt, and you feel it, like, puff down a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of weird.
And when it moves around?
Yes. Yeah. And I just don't want that. I don't think you should ever get to that level. It should always feel like you're going to camp that summer, and you got your summer haircut.
It's picture day.
Yes, picture day.
You know? Like picture day.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Big J Okerson, @BigJOkerson on Twitter and Instagram. Also, CISO, March 17th. Go check it out. It's going to be the Comedy Connection in Providence this weekend. Get your ass to that show. He's fucking amazing. Reeling in the Gulf Shores.
Wait, I will say before we jump ahead, the one thing that I really have put up with, but this will only always be a one-time thing with a girl,
sure,
is... like a significant amount of like asshole hair. I have a rough time. I've had a couple girls, like cute chicks, man. You're just like, what are you doing?
Significant?
Significant.
Explain a significant. What's a fine amount of ass hair? I've dealt with asshole hair, and I'm always like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm in the jungle. A fine amount. If there's just like, look, if there's just like a couple dark hairs around mm-hmm. their asshole, because, you know, I get you don't want to get in there and shave your fucking asshole.
What's the most significant you've ever seen?
Like if you open their butt cheeks, like on the inner butt cheek.
Yeah.
And it's just no good. It's really above the asshole. If it goes above the asshole.
That's not feminine.
How do you consider above? I'm picturing all fours. Is what I'm picturing. And I'd say above. So I guess
towards the tailbone.
The
tailbone. Yeah.
Yes, towards the tailbone. And
so it kind of, it just looks like a...
It's like a whole new batch of pussy hair.
Yeah.
Like around the end. That's no good.
It's like the opposite of the vagina flower look. It's like the like a black flower.
Yeah, and it's like really, that shows a real lack of attention.
Yeah. Yeah, the butthole hair. Do you ever eat butt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of that? I've been a proponent of it.
I have no... I really sexually, with the... If I'm attracted to a girl completely, anything. Yeah, I've always argued that I've had big arguments with guys about this. If you, the hottest chick you see in a day, if you know there's no chance, like, this girl's not going to fuck me ever.
Yeah.
You know, there's no chance I'm going to fuck. But if I just had the opportunity, like, hey, real quick, do you want to watch her shit? I'm like, sure, I'll watch her shit. Get to see her naked.
Yeah.
She's shitting. So it also is kind of a thing where it's like, well, I'm fine to not fuck her. She's taking a shit.
Yeah.
But I still watch her shit.
But you're seeing something maybe no one else would see. You're getting to see her face during it, which is like, weirdly hot.
Dude, outside of this club, years ago, easily a decade ago, two really, really drunk hot chicks came outside.
Yeah.
You know, we were just kind of like busting their balls and shit. And the girl's like, I have to piss. And we're like, yeah, go for it. And right at that tree outside, she just pulled her pants down and squat. And it was the hottest thing in the world to me.
Because you just want to see.
Like, oh, man, I'm seeing her pussy.
Yeah.
She's pissing. And then she pulls her pants up without wiping. And then you're like, oh, what a piece of garbage this girl is.
and that, for a guy, like seeing that, you're like, anything that's off the radar that you never thought a hot chick would do, because you're taught growing up, you're like, hot chicks just don't do that. And you see that, you're like, oh, it's just gotten so much hotter.
And you're also like, this girl's not going to make a weird thing. something if I come on her eyelids or anything.
Yeah,
just pissed in public in front of a bunch of spectators.
You're
you
a disgusting animal just like me.
Yeah, go yell at your dad. Don't yell at me.
This actually goes to our next email. I'm gonna go to a different email. Girlfriend wants to fuck. This is from a female listener. So she writes, "Hi, Papa JT. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I don't know if you remember, we chatted a few times over Facebook." Yeah, she friended me on Facebook. We chatted a few times. Nice girl. "To get down to it, I've been with this guy for 3 months now, and it's such a struggle for me to get fucked since we're official. Yes, I said it. That's my problem. When we were just dating, he found out about my sexual side and drooled. He even said, 'Can I just marry you now?' I got excited. I must admit, I thought making things official with him meant getting fucked every day. But no. Yes, we did have some good sexy time at first, but then it just died down a month or two into the relationship. Now he just doesn't want to fuck. Like, he doesn't want his pussy anymore. I try waking him up and fondling his dick to no avail. He brushes my hand off. I tried giving him blowjobs that made him come, which never happened to him in the past before, to make him want to fuck, but then he just finishes and doesn't ask to return the favor. I've even had to finish myself off in separate room after giving him blowjob. He didn't even help me. I tried giving him a massage, butt stuff. I tried being on top, taking control, but it's like he wasn't really into it. I am so sexually frustrated. How do I get him to want to have sex? Do I distance myself? Need help. I'm perpetually horny. I don't want to keep on masturbating after seeing him every time. I'm tired of watching
porn." How old is she? Does it say?
It doesn't say. She's older. Yeah, she's
30s? College. College age? Dump him. I mean, I think that's simple. Dump him. I asked about the age because I have a pretty high sex drive, I think, but at 38 years old, I definitely do know. Sometimes I can be insatiably horny.
Yes.
Where it's just like, let's fucking do anything creepy anywhere.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. But there are definitely times where it's like, especially if you're with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, where you definitely have that, like, even a morning blowjob, but feels great, and you can get into it if you let yourself get into it, but there's still that kind of thing where it's like, my breath stinks, I want to, you know what I mean? Like,
That is the underrated thing about guys.
I got to blow my nose. I have to, there's like 1,000 things that you're like, I wish I would have done first, you know what I mean?
That's the underrated thing about guys, that like, you know, where everyone's told guys want sex all the time, but like, you know, there's times where you're just like, I'm good right now.
I think it also depends on the guy too, and what it is. Like, is it my insecurities will lie? Like, again, like if I'd like, before I went to bed, if I took a shit for some reason, I definitely don't want to fuck in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I want to take a shower first.
Yeah, everyone has their things.
Yeah, and that's what it is. But I mean, there's also time. But like, for her to be going through a regular, like, daily, like, this seems pulling out. Like, it sounds like he's either fucking somebody else, which I don't want to accuse anybody of anything.
No.
But I mean, like, if he's college age too, like, seems very, very weird that he'd be out of it. Is she a cute chick? I guess it doesn't really matter, because I'm sure that if she's cute enough, I'm sure the guy's whatever he is.
Yeah, I mean, I think about with this situation, like, there's two things I think going on. One, when you're growing up, if someone else has a cool bike, you want to try their bike, but then once you get the same one, it's not as cool anymore.
Sure.
You know, so he owns, you're the bike that, not owns, but I'm saying, in a sense, you just said you're his vagina, so that becomes a little boring.
Yeah, but she's trying to do
weird
everything.
Things. This is where it brings me my next
she
point.
She said butt stuff and everything, and I'm like, just when you think the spark's out of the relationship, have a girl jam a finger up your ass. It's a whole new world.
And now things have just changed. Yeah. The game has just changed, sir.
The boundaries have been moved.
Yes. We have taken a trip down a road. I do think I have done this before where I've been with a girl. Guys are naturally pussies. And I've been with girls where I've been in the relationship and I'm like, I got to end this.
Pussies with confrontation.
What's that?
You mean pussies with confrontation?
Yes. I don't want to fight with this girl. Yeah, I like her. She's a nice girl. But I also want to end this relationship. So let me get weird for an amount of time until she brings it up.
Yeah.
So it could be that he's trying to make you, because it is weird that you're, just like you're saying she went for the weird. She took that bike and made it a new paint job. You know, so I think it's a guy that's like, he's trying to push you away enough that you confront him about what's going on, and then he can break up with you. That's my thinking.
Yeah, because even at my, like, my ego, at my least horny, if my chick was like, well, I'm going to fucking rub one out then, and she starts doing that right next to me, like, I'm going to at least start, like, sucking her titties or something. You're going to be like, well, I want to be part of this.
Yeah, let me do this.
It's like, yeah, it's like, let me, like, you know, let me make some, give some value to myself in some way here.
I agree. I just don't, have you ever done that with a girl where, like, you liked or you enjoyed her company, but you're like, I need her to dump me?
Sure, yeah.
But I think that's what he's doing.
No, that's almost why I said my first instinct was just like, break up with this guy.
End
like,
it.
Just, you know, do him the favor, do yourself the favor.
And this is,
you're sexually frustrated, you're in college, like, go get laid.
And also, this isn't about, what she's saying is like, why doesn't he want me? It's not about you. You could be 1,000 girls. You could be any girl. He's just not into it.
Those stupid cliches, there are cliches for a reason always. And they said, you know, what's that, you find the hottest chick in the world. There's a guy who's sick of fucking her.
Exactly. I've said that on this podcast.
I'm certain Tommy Lee doesn't think every day about, you know, it's like, oh, if I could just fuck Pamela Anderson again. In his mind, he's fucked 70 chicks since Pamela Anderson that are better than her for whatever reason it was.
Yes. And you know what he does? He pops in that DVD and he whacks off to the porn and then he thanks God he didn't call her after he comes.
Yeah. No, exactly. You're right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's just like, he had it. It was what it was. And this is the absolute truth, and I'm sure you can attest to this too. I don't know how many girls you've hooked up with that you were not really attracted to at all, but you're just like, ah, it's here. Here's
many.
The moment. I have too. I'm sure I've been that for several girls too.
Me too.
Not to be you know, again, misogynistic there, but for all of them, I'd say a lot of my, if I had to put like my top tier, like the list of the holy shit girls that I fucked,
hottest girls you've ever been with.
Probably is not the same list, or at least in the same order of any way, and I'm sure there's some girls missing, of the best fuck experiences I've ever had.
Totally agree.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. I've experienced where it's like, wow, that chick just fucks, and it's like, well, this one was definitely hotter. It's like, yeah, she was hotter, and it was like, in memory, you're like, so cool to see that girl naked and see her body move and all those things, but like, she gave like a kind of a shitty, shallow blowjob.
It's all about the dance.
Or when I was going to fucking, like, I'm real visual with jizz. I got to see it land on a target.
doesn't have
to be your face. It could be anywhere.
It could be a dartboard.
And I've had even like kind of recently, a girl that me and my chick were hooking up with. Like
a threesome situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really hot girl.
Mm.
We liked her a lot. Really like fucking her. Why I could watch this girl drift off and like, if we never hook up with her again, no big deals, because if I'm fucking her, I take the condom off, I see her she jerks her whole body to get out of the way.
Oh.
And my poor girlfriend's got to jump in there and deal with this. This is supposed to be the one time she doesn't have to
she's
do
gotta
that.
She's got to be the Secret Service covering the president.
Yeah, you got to
getting
take
in
that,
front of that rogue
you gotta
cum
take
shot.
That, you got to take that Reagan shot. This was your one time this week to not have to do that.
Yeah, this was your break. This is why we brought in
break.
This human shield.
And the girl like wigs and she like splits and you're like,
it'd be hilarious if you started calling her the human shield.
The human shield.
we got that. Listen, we're bringing in the best in the business. She's wide.
We're flying her in from Arizona.
She retired. She said she wouldn't do it again. But we're bringing her back. She's coming out of retirement.
She said she'd never get back in the game.
One more jizz. One more jizz shot. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Big J Okerson at Big J Okerson on Twitter and Instagram. It's going to be at the Comedy Connection in Providence. Go check him out. Fucking awesome live. I love watching you.
You
just taped an hour special for Comedy Central. We can say that. Everyone's talking about it. I was out of town. I wanted
That's
to go.
Great, man.
Everyone's talking about it. You got to go watch them. 5th and 6th at Comedy Connection Providence. Also, CISO.com, March 17th.
Yep.
It's going to be on CISO.com. Great. What a lineup. So, reeling in the Gulf whores. These guys, I think, are going on spring break. Sup, J-Train? Loyal listener, frat man Finnegan here.
That is a great name for it.
What a name.
That guy's never been called anything but Finnegan his whole life.
Finny. My bros and I are about to head to the Gulf Shores next week for some spring break action. We pulled an all-time power move by squatting up and renting out a multi-million dollar oceanfront condo with an elevator entrance and everything. Some real HGTV type shit. We have one little problem. The squad is made up of entirely dudes. Well, back at school, the old saying is, want to take shots in my room? And hey, I have a sick fish tank upstairs. Want to see? Our tried and true for bringing sleuths back to the room. But how should we go about maximizing the puss in our place of shag, palace of shag at all times? Sincerely, frat man Finnegan. B writes, P.S. Snapchat shout out my roommate at Bosque. It's B-O-S-Q-U-E, who's going through some sketchy post-breakup drug-induced depression. Hey, get him through. I'm pretty sure all the shits in the world will help him dig out of his ditch. P.P.S. Expect mad Snapchats of our wet and wild spring break week if your advice is fruitful. Possible nudes in your future. So we got skin in the game.
Very nice.
Are you on Snapchat?
Yeah.
What's your Snapchat name?
It's at Big Jay Oakerson.
So go follow Jay on Snapchat, at Big Jay Oakerson. So what do you think? How does he reel in the golf horse?
When you're doing a big group of dudes like that,
yeah,
you gotta make your place the party place.
Make it the late night spot.
That's such complete advice, whereas like something I would never take personally, because I'm just not big on like having my place be the party hub. Because, you know, totally. When you want it to be over, you want it to be over.
Yes,
but these
yes.
guys seem like they party.
But this is also like a confined week.
Spring break,
they
one
know
week.
What they're signing up
you
for.
You got to make it like your place is the place to go. And so if you're looking
yes.
to get one girl back and then you're surrounded by eight other dudes, probably makes for an uncomfortable situation. Or even if there's two, or even if one guy brings back like three chicks.
It's not enough.
Then the other two are like, just get it from all angles, and one of them, yeah. at least one of them is going to want to leave, and then she's going to make it suck for the other two,
yes.
and then those two are going to be like, we kind of have to all leave together.
Yes.
You got to make it like the party rides all night at this place till 6 a.m.
Totally.
7 a.m., let people pass out wherever they pass out, and then clean it up in the morning.
I'll go back to this fish metaphor. You got to cast a wide net. You got to throw out, like, what we've said this on the podcast before, the you got to put out the net where you chum the waters.
Yep.
You got to literally put a net out and any and all takers. You can't be you can't be choosy, because, you know, chick you're not into has 20 friends with her. These are big group events.
Yeah, and as I said, like, it's not my personality to do it, but you absolutely have to just go, it's going to be what it's going to be. And this week, you know,
yeah.
we're going to sleep uncomfortable some nights. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have...
Stock the house. You got to stock the house. You got
to be crazy.
Cheap
yeah.
booze. Just have so much stuff there that you cannot finish it without a big group of girls that come over. And don't get in your own way. You know, when you see a big group of girls and they're like, well, these are our two buddies. Bring them in.
No, they have the guys two come too. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Don't, because that's the thing. If you start trying to like posture for those two guys that happen to be with the big group of girls,
yeah,
be their boys. Those yeah. guys don't want to hook up with their girls that they came with.
Let them hang too. Yeah.
Let them hang. Let them drink your booze. You have to be overly inviting, overly gracious, and like, you know, be just like you're saying that. Big
I mean,
house.
It's so funny. Like, that's my advice, and I'd stand by it. But at the same time, I'm the very like, if a guy's like, hey, can I crash your house for the weekend? I'm in from LA or wherever.
Yeah,
and that's like, sure. And then he's like, at 3 p.m., he goes, hey, I'm coming back with one of my buddies for like a half hour, and then we're going to go do something else. I'm like,
Yeah, you've just ruined my day. I'm
just
the same.
Like, why are you bringing this? He goes, oh, we're just only going to pop in for like a half hour. And I always say yes.
Yeah.
I realize.
You're going
to
be a dick?
I realize that I'm the one who's like, I've never had anybody else in my life be not like that to me. Because I'm also, if I'm out in L.A. and it's yeah. like, hey, I'm hanging out with these two other buddies of mine. Like, do you mind if they swing by with us too? And everyone's always kind of like, yeah, man, sure.
Yeah.
So I'm very, I realize I have to be that way too. But my instincts are always like, can I just have my place be yeah. my place?
Can I have my room that I know is my room?
I'm already yeah. letting you stay here, and I don't want to really be doing that.
You and I are 100% on the same level with this shit. We were talking about before we started taping, this is the same type of thing where it's like, you just want your own space and your own time, and you know when bedtime is and you know also, when wake-up like time is. But that's not going to happen in this situation.
But no, but even with something like this, if I was one of the... Why it's good to invite the two guys that are with yeah. the big group of girls is because if I'm one of those two guys, you may luck out and have a situation where I'm still a guy where it's like, well, how late do the cabs are around here? Like, how far is our hotel from this place? Like, I don't want to stay here.
No, he doesn't want to be there.
I got to get my thing. So it's like, I'll hang for like an hour or so.
Just going to be cool. And it's kind of like a comedy show when you see like, when it's real, there's no one in the audience and everyone just kind of looks around.
Sure.
And it's like, and then like the, just like if you bring two girls back, one of them's going to be like, I didn't want to come to this show in the first place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And make a fucking big thing. Wide net, make it the party spot, have music bumping at all time, and just get rid of anybody negative. Get rid of anybody negative.
And the straggler, these hypothetical two straggler guys we're talking about probably are trying to pull...
more girls with them.
Well, not only that, but I'm saying they're also trying, like, they're not trying to, like... house your party for too long, probably either. They're probably looking to get a girl and get the fuck out of there.
Yes.
You just made your place their hunting ground, which is fine. Like totally. I said before, if you got 30 chicks in the apartment, who gives a shit?
And go after big groups and don't be turned off, but don't be like, well, they got 3 hot chicks and 10 ugly. Who cares?
I'd say hand out goddamn flyers. Black comedy show it if you have to.
Flyers everywhere.
I would not even everywhere. I would be very specific. I'd make some kind of a weird invite that you just give the chicks on the beach all day. And
also,
that'll work.
Make it the plan. You have to operate as a group. You have to move as a school of fish. I'm going to go back to his fish metaphor. You have to move together. You have to say, hey, listen, we're all going to be back here at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Everyone bring girls that you find out to let them know 2 a.m. we're all going to be back here. Now you're all coming together and you're showing each other what you caught.
Yeah. And if you do the club thing and you're all hunting single, again, it's going to become that same weird thing where it's like one guy brings back two, three other guys bring back one apiece, and then there's like...
You want to look for big groups and bring that big group. I remember I did a bachelor party. It wasn't a bachelor party. It was just a big trip out to Chicago with a bunch of buddies. And we were out at Chicago is one of my favorite cities to get drunk in. I love hanging out there. There's this bar on the beach called Castaways. And we're all outside. We're dancing. I think I might have told. I don't know. We're dancing at this place, Castaways. It's an outdoor bar. It's in the shape of a boat. I look over and I see a big bachelorette party. They're all wearing pink Wayfair glasses, you know, because bachelorette parties, they have to get the same t-shirt. They all have the look of a big bachelor. I go over there. I start talking to one. She's like, who are you here with? I'm like, I'm here with this big group of friends, all dudes. She's like, well, I'm here with this bachelorette party. I'm like, that's great. You know what? And I look down, we're on Lake Michigan, and you can see up the Gold Coast, and I go, we're staying right there. No, she said to me, she goes, we're staying right there, and we have a whole fridge of Bud Lights. Would you guys want to come part? I was like, we're in. And everyone in all my buddies, we were supposed to leave that night. We all extended our trips to go with these chicks. We all get together with these girls. And now the pink Wayfarers are mixing in with my buddies in polo shirts, and we all get into cabs. 20 of us. It's 20 people. We get into cabs. We go back to this place. We immediately start scouring the fridge. The fridge looks like a Bud Light commercial.
Really?
Full, top to bottom. All of us get into our underwear. Music comes on. We're high kicking. We're dancing like crazy. It looked like a group sex video.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden, you know, I'm making out in the bathroom. My buddy's in the back, and you could just hear her like going, ah, ah, ah. Like you could hear her screaming from them having sex. And then my one buddy got into one of the girls' cardigans for some reason and was just dancing in that, and that became very memorable to us.
Are you a guy who I'm very much like, I think if you keep things playful and almost jokey, you'd be surprised the weird situations you can get in.
Totally. You take people's inhibitions out.
Me and my chick had 3 girls come home from a comedy club one night. Based on the idea, he goes, hey, you want to smoke pot and have a smoke pot in our underwear party? And they're like, yeah. And everyone's kind of laughing about it. But when they got back there, they all got in their underwear, which is fantastic.
You make it like this weird, fun thing.
Yeah, it's like, we're just kind of kidding anyway, so who's going to do it? You guys aren't going to do it. And then they all do it.
The entrance into weird is through this, like, taking down your barriers of a joke.
But it's also like if you kind of acknowledge, like, I realize this is kind of weird, but wouldn't it be sort of awesome, too? And then everyone's like, yeah, I guess that would be sort of awesome.
When I was in my fraternity, we had a snow day. Like, they canceled all the classes because of snow, and everyone's like, want to play 7-Eleven doubles in our underwear? And everyone got in their underwear, started playing a bunch of dudes just hanging. Best day ever. And there's a picture of me passed out on the couch in my underwear with just writing all over me from that day. But get weird. I think this can help you. And now, those girls from that Chicago trip, we became like Facebook friends with all of them.
Really?
And then all of a sudden, they just all started getting married. Now, like, I see them on Facebook and I'm like, you were there at that party, and they're like with their baby.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. Look at my new baby. Yeah.
So. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move. You also might know me as Bacon or Bacon TFM on Twitter. And I'm here to tell you about the Inside TFM podcast. Go listen to it. You can find our new and archived episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. So listen up. Thanks a lot, guys.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again.
Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsed.
We're here with Big J Oakerson at Big J Oakerson on Twitter and Instagram. Comedy Connection this weekend in Providence, Rhode Island. Go check them out the 5th and 6th of March. Also, CISO.com, March 17th. Check that out. Sounds like an awesome show. Crowd work only. Let's do three strikes and you're out.
Let's do it.
Sup, Jew Train. I've been listening to the podcast for a few months now, and I love it. It's the only way to get through my bitch work in the greenhouses. Enough feathering your nuts. Let's cut to the chase.
I love that you read them verbatim. It's so great.
Yeah.
Hey, Jew Train.
Yeah, I got to listen. You write in. You spend time. Yeah. I'm going to give you your platform. I've been seeing this guy. This is the lady listener. I've been seeing this guy for a couple of weeks, and we hooked up for the first time not too long ago. It was nice and steamy at first. We took turns going down on each other with lots of kissing and fondling in between. When it was time for him to finally put it in, he was done in three strokes. Literally. I let it slide, thinking it was just because he hadn't had sex in a while. But the same exact thing happened the next time we hooked up. Great foreplay, but he was still a three-stroke wonder. I don't know if my head game is too strong, which I've been told by more than one guy that it's impeccable. Every guy says that to every girl. I've never heard a guy, heard a girl be, every girl like brags about what guys tell them about their head
game. Yeah.
If it's not happening while you're doing it, it's not true. Like, if I'm not sitting there going, oh my God, as it's going on, like, if afterwards I'm like, good job, champ.
Yeah.
Best I ever had. No, you're going to know if it's the best.
Hey, nice mouth.
Yeah. Or if this is a him problem, but he has apologized and we're still texting nearly every day. My question for you is this: how do I make him last longer? Is there anything I can do? I've heard that guys just need to have more sex to gain endurance, and I'm a willing participant, but I think he's a little embarrassed. How do I tell him it's not that big of a deal? Thanks for taking the time to read this if you do.
It's clearly a big deal because you wrote a whole letter about it, how it's a problem.
Yeah.
No big
you
deal.
You asked some
I just
guy named
it.
J-Train.
Then you called him Jew Train.
Jew Train. Yeah. You even went as far to do to slur me.
Yeah, he goes, took a shot at him, and then asked him for advice. It's how big of a deal this is.
This is every email, actually, yeah.
I think she almost answered her own question. I do think that... Yeah, I think it's, again, these are all mostly like college age kids.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. They're just trying to get through it. We're here to give perspective.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30. So, yeah.
31. I just turned 31.
31.
Yeah.
It really is like time. There's still like, look, with a brand new, like, smoking hot chick.
Yeah.
Definitely within like, you know, a minute or two of fucking, I definitely feel that like, oh shit, this might happen.
Yeah, quick. Yeah.
And then, you know, to like stop for a few, do some other shit, get back in the game.
Hold back. Let her know it. Like, oh, this is so, you know, like whatever. I do that move where I'm like, this is coming down.
Yeah. It's like, I got to stop for a second. I'm going to like finish too quick.
Yeah.
And then you do some other shit and you get back into it. But I mean, for the most part, it really is experience. This is an experience thing where you just like, when you've done enough things enough times, you just kind of know how it works. Like, you know, you get to a point, I think, also where you have to like almost focus more to come. Does that make sense?
Yeah. There's
not
certain,
like not
once you're very once you're very comfortable.
I don't mean
someone.
That even in a bad way.
No, I understand.
Because I had this actually on Legion of Skanks. We had this conversation that I thought was ridiculous, and I was the only person that disagreed because I've been with my girl Christine now, who just walked in actually, who just I've been with her for a couple years now,
mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, once you're with a girl, even for like, you know, a couple months, like pretty soon, like you have to like think of other things so you can come when you're fucking them. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
I just have to like, when I say focus, I mean, I just have to hone in on what's happening. I have to like look at my dick going in. You know what I mean? Like,
and
almost like say to yourself like, oh man, I'm in pussy. Yeah. Sweet, warm, awesome pussy. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I understand that.
Versus just like fuck, because a lot of it I'm fucking like to make the other person enjoy it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how I don't come, I guess.
I think good relationships are, you know, they grow together. You know, like where you know, especially sexually, like you're like, oh, okay, now we're gonna like move on to it's like kind of like playing Mario. We're gonna play that next level, and then
I'm just saying, as far as like sexual like thoughts, like sure, I want to fuck hundreds of other people, but I don't have to think of those things to. Like, I could definitely like,
I can hone in on what's going what's on happening right here, in the moment, staying in the moment.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think for this girl specifically, if I was to have my perfect sexual experience with a girl for the first time, where it's uncomfortable because it's the first time, you don't know what her moves are, I don't know, she doesn't know what mine are. It's like a quarterback in football. You know, like when they get a quarterback going?
Yeah.
You know, they start doing a lot of short passes to get them like
West
in the
Coast
rhythm.
Offense,
West
that
Coast
shit.
Offense, this shit. I think you blow them to fruition, then, get over it, little cuddle time.
Let him build up again.
Let him get it up again. Now he's going to be a little more comfortable. He's been in the zone.
Yeah.
Now he's comfortable with you. He knows that, you know, everything's, you know, he's playing on borrowed time. You know, he's in bonus time.
See, that's good
advice. The pressure's off. Now, and this is the girl, she's in the position of getting to do this. If I could talk to the girl that I'm hooking up with, I'd say just get me off once and then let me be a hero.
Yeah, that's a good piece of advice.
I think
that's
the move with that. You know, why not? And also, what you're doing for him is you're saying, "Oh, I'm here for you. Like I'm already here. The second time, you know, I want to be here."
It'd be funny that we find though, like her pussy's really good. That's why he comes in three pumps, but like she has to blow him for 3.5 hours. Like, he's like, "You're just not great at this."
Yeah, even though she's been told for years.
Yeah, I've been told I'm fantastic at it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email. This is actually the reverse of that one.
Cool.
So I think that we're going to stay on topic. Hard problems. Sup, JTrain? Love the podcast, listen for months now, and finally am in need of your wisdom. I'm writing you as a humbled 25-year-old who's trying to date in the real world. To all the college listeners, it's a lot fucking harder. Look, now he's going to give advice. It's a lot fucking harder, and you all need to slay as much as you can while you're still there. It's like Billy Madison. Stay as long as you can. Yeah.
Crush hard, crush often.
Be the porno version of Billy Madison. Don't ever leave this fucked den.
Don't say that.
Anyway, this girl and I had a mutual friend hook us up, and we've really hit it off. She's an 889. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. I think I explained
you
it
did.
On yours.
It's a
face, body, personality. Yeah. Girls or guys can use it. It's the area code method.
Yep.
So 889, straight up wife material. We've been talking and been on some dates for about a month now, but we haven't hooked up yet. Plot twist: it's my fault, not hers. Last weekend, I was did some day drinking at a winery. This is the most JTrain podcast email we've ever gotten.
This is very real world
stuff.
He's
literally reading an email about my life.
It's a wine taste.
Hanging out at a winery all day and then trying to crush some poon. Literally every weekend I've ever spent in my entire life. Drinking at a winery, then met up with her at a bar, and we finally went home together. We got to the bedroom, we were ready to go, except I couldn't get hard. Nothing was helping. She was super cool about nothing. Nothing was helping. It makes me think. Is it a finger in my butt, finger in my eye, finger in my ear?
Popsicle stick and tape.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try to splint it.
We did everything. She was super cool about it. I said it was from all the alcohol that I had that day, just kind of said I would make it up to her. For the next few days, I made sure to, he puts in quotes, prep myself as much as possible, making sure to not even
get that Mark Wahlberg. He's like, you're a star. You're a big shine star.
Okay, got a fluffer at his apartment, getting him ready. This is like the worst Rocky montage ever.
Yeah, it was like a fluffer. It's just some like fat pig with missing teeth.
You're going to do it.
She's just smoking a long cigarette while she's chugging them with her other hand.
do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do situation.
Doing it with the opposite hand.
Yeah, opposite hand. Yeah.
A down tug. Yeah. A down and away.
He takes like one of those like heroin bands, yeah. Wraps it around his hand to make it numb. for the next few days.
He puts a tourniquet on. A
tourniquet right around his arm, yeah. A few days making sure that to not even shake it too much after a piss, he writes. A few days later, we try again, stone sober, both naked, again, nothing. Garden hose status. She is somehow still talking to me, but I need to figure this shit out. This kind of thing has never happened to me. What am I supposed to do? Again, love the podcast. Keep it the good work. What say you, Big J? What does he do?
I hate to give advice that might be bad. So let me say, this is just my advice.
Okay.
Don't take this as any kind of gospel. And I know they said that Lamar Odom went down from this. I was told by another comedian, Jimmy Martinez, when he did Legion of Skanks.
Okay.
He kept making reference to this thing called Boss Rhino.
Okay.
Which I was like, what the hell is that? And he goes, it's just one of those pills that you get at like a deli, like a corner deli.
Oh, like those herbal like the ones Viagra that, the ones that look fake.
They do look fake.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're placebo effect or what.
Yeah.
But they definitely, I don't have much like can't get hard at all issues. That doesn't happen to me. It's happened.
I've been there.
I've been there, but it's
too drunk.
It's but it's definitely rare to have like can't get it up at all.
Yeah.
But to give you like a solid, like it's not even just a rager, your dangle is heavier from it. Maybe it's placebo effect.
Yeah.
But I've taken one of those like, you know, in a day where I think that night may lead to something awesome.
Yeah.
And I think those things work.
It's called Boss Rhino.
That one is. I mean, there's a hope. There's like, you know, you see the maybe samurai. And yeah, all yeah. Shit.
It's all the names. A
but he
guy
said
who's
Boss Rhino, and he's. You know what it was? He said Boss Rhino, and he was still alive.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll try that one. I guess. And I just almost laughably tried it, and I was like, oh wow,
it helped.
Yeah, sure.
Every one of those names sounds like a guy who's never gotten laid. Gave it to it. You know, he's like the samurai sword.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I've been to second base.
You know? Hard cock.
Yeah. I agree with that advice. From the, I don't know, listen, we're not scientists.
No, yeah.
I
wouldn't even recommend actual Viagra or anything like that because, I mean, I've just heard horror stories of those things.
Yeah, you don't want to go on any, Viagra. I think this is just herbal stuff, so whatever.
It's like ginseng and whatever that stuff.
Yeah, ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo biloba, horny goat weed.
Yeah, you take the pubis of a witch and you're good.
Yeah,
you
know? Who knows what, I'm sure there's someone, I mean, those little capsules come to you in a little package, but there's some lady just over a cauldron earlier, just like throwing in a live iguana.
I would say that even if it is a placebo effect, that's what he needs. He's putting the pussy on a pedestal, and
he's freaking himself out. He's worried he's not going to perform for her.
Even because he's already said she's wife material, so I can see why it's all in his head, and that's why she's probably cool with it because she's like, oh, he likes me. He's into this. That's how she's rationalizing it.
Yeah.
So you're in a good spot because when you do go to Fucktown, she's going to be happy that it happened because you got over that thing.
Yeah, and he also might want to look into things like she said. I said before, like, I've had boner issues simply based off, like, earlier conversations in the thing. Like, if it's a girl who's, like, you know, who's, like, mentioned she's, like, a size queen, basically. Like, oh, I fucked this one guy. He had the biggest dick. It was like, no, it was awesome. I've never, and you're like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, I have a hard time getting hard at all. She's just like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm just gonna, even at my best, I'm not going to be giving her anywhere near 9 inches.
She's like my old boyfriend, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Ever heard of him? And then you're like, all of a sudden your penis is like, we should leave.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Let's get out of here.
I just think, he's putting it too much, on a pedestal. And I think what he has to do, he's trying to hit home runs. He's probably getting into bed and being like, I gotta fuck the shit out of this. Just have a fucking hit. Get a bunt. Get on base. So get to the minute half mark and fucking blow it.
And
then be like, you know, fist bump. There you go.
You eat a girl's box well. This is coming from a fat guy with not a big dick. You eat a girl's box well, she'll hang out again.
She'll be back. She knows. That's the well she doesn't know if it produces from every guy.
You don't want to get too crazy with that guy from before, the guy who pops off in three pumps. But if you give a girl a real good, vicious 4 minutes, 5 minutes of fucking,
yeah,
followed by or
after doing
either
it.
Either before or after, like you eat pussy really good. Mm. Make sure they come a few times, you're golden.
Yeah, and practice holding your breath. So when you go down, it should be like, he's like one of those underwater champions.
She starts checking you for gills.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Jay, thank you for coming on. This has been amazing. At Big J Okerson, Twitter and Instagram. Also, Legion of Skanks, fun, awesome podcast. If you listen to this, you'll love that. Go check it out. It's every Monday. CISO.com. The name of the show is What's Your Fucking Deal? It's going to be on 317, March 17th. Also, if you're in the Providence, Boston area, Comedy Connection is an awesome club run by really good people, and it's fun, and it's a cool room. It's like a former bank vault.
Yeah, it is. It's like the green room is the old bank vault, and it's like a little square building, but it is such a cool, and I've been going there for years now, and the fan base building up there, like getting that place filled out is just fantastic.
I've done their like dirty show late at night because
I'm
from
up Friday
there.
Nights. Yeah.
Fun fucking place.
Super fun. I'm there. I have one show Friday, two show Saturday.
So get on that. Go get on. You have a website to get tickets?
BigJComedy.com.
BigJComedy.com. There we go. And we're going to be right back. Hypotheticals and the news and some shout outs. We'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make or make.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here with Big J Okerson. Jay, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
such
me.
A pleasure to have you on. I'm a fan, so it's cool for me.
I'd love to do it again, man. Sometimes.
Awesome. Definitely have you back. Go follow Jay at Big J Okerson, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Also on Snapchat. So send them shits or tits. Along with me, I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. Love when you guys send me you listening to the podcast. It's very cool. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Every Friday morning you can get that. Become a listener there. And then you can follow it up with this episode here. We do Tuesdays and Fridays now. We got a couple of follow-up emails from past emails, people just responding to things that have been talked about on the show, and I want to read them right in this space. So these are follow-ups. Hello. I've been listening. This is the nicest opening. Hello.
Weirdly formal. Yeah.
I've been listening to the podcast for a while now and enjoy it very much. In the episode, Your Life is the Weekend When You Go Abroad, the guy with the baby dick was told he should have... This is funny for you to hear out of context, Jay. The guy with the baby dick was told he should have laid low when posting pictures online after a breakup. As an older woman, I feel that this was bad advice to the guy. In regards to respect, this guy did his part to show respect by talking to her face-to-face to explain how he felt and why they should break up. Why should he put his life on hold? It's not his job to cater to this woman's feelings, especially after only a few months of casual dating. She made the classic mistake of looking at social media after the breakup and drawing her own conclusion. His dating life and life in general is none of her business, and once he is no longer her boyfriend, if the tables were turned, she would probably say as much to the guy, but because she's the one who got her feelings hurt, he got roasted and called names. That was very immature on her part. As the saying goes, if you go looking for trouble, you'll find it. Keep up the good work, and congrats on the successful podcast. Sincerely, a lady listener. I like her perspective.
That's a mature woman, right?
It's
there.
A mature, but
that's
an older woman.
Yeah, that's
yeah, this is a girl versus a woman. I do agree with her. I agree with everything she says. He said that he posted a picture of himself with another girl, and then he got called out for because he said he didn't want a relationship with the other girl. The thing is, we say whatever we can to get the fuck away from you.
Patrice O'Neill, man, always said it, and he's absolutely right. It's the reason I don't want my girlfriend's passwords. I don't really like stalk her social media at all. It's just because... If you just dig and dig and dig, you'll find something you hate.
Yeah.
And it's just steer clear of it.
Just stop digging.
Mike Fenoy, actually, we were talking about earlier, has him and his wife, man, they are not friends on any social media.
Really?
At all whatsoever, yeah.
That's insane. That's
and
like
he said he became friends with her on Facebook or something a couple weeks ago just to like share a picture with her.
Yeah.
Or tag her in a picture.
Yeah.
There was, and he goes, he got off again that night because he said he just like, when he looked through her thing, it was just like there was already something. Just some,
he's already
some guy. Some guy at work was like, you know, saying if she looked good or something the other day, and he was just like, fuck this.
It's
like,
not it's even
like,
worth it.
It's gonna make me mad, and for what?
And also, it's like, you know, it's a confidence play. I mean, we had a guy email in last episode, and he said that his move, and he has suggested that we do it, listeners of the podcast and myself, turn on your read receipts. On texting.
What's that?
So when you text, I can turn on a function on the phone, on the iPhone, you can turn on a function that lets people know that I have read their text to me.
Oh, really?
And I turned it on. It's been a little more than 24 hours since I turned my read receipts on.
Yeah.
I've been texted by three separate girls apologies that were unnecessary.
Really?
Yeah. They're just like, listen, I'm sorry if that came off a little strong, because I just looked at it, read it, and I was like, okay, I got nothing to say.
Just that it shows you that.
Just shows the power. I think I'm, listen, it's been a good experiment. The first 24 hours, life has changed.
This could just change the game. Yeah.
Change the game. I have girls that are texting me and waiting to text me back. It's giving me more time with my day. It's been great. I'm going to write about this for Total Frat Move tomorrow, but I'd encourage the listeners to go on this little experiment with me.
Read receipts.
Read receipts. You can turn them on. It's in the texting function. Another follow-up. What's up, Jared? Here's my list of top five podcast guests you've had so far. It'd be cool to, if you could read them on the pod and other listeners can share their favorites, and then you can know who we want most for when you don't know who to book. This is a good thing. Number five, Greg Stone. Love Greg. Greg's, do you know Greg? Great,
yeah.
Greg is great. Hilarious. He's always fun on this podcast. Four, Brendan Ayer, another great guy. We just had him on. Three, Nathan McIntosh, great guest. You know,
he's right out there.
He's,
in the
hallway.
Is he
really?
He's in the second studio right now. Yeah.
Two, my buddy Benjo. That was a surprise. I can't tell Benjo that. My buddy Benjo owns a bar on the Lower East Side.
And he'll just be, this will be too much if he hears that. He's going to get a big head.
It'll go through the roof.
He already owns a bar. It's enough.
Yeah, it's enough. That's packed every single night with hot chicks.
There you go.
Hair of the Dog. And also, you get a free drink every Thursday in March if you mention this podcast at Hair of the Dog. Remember that. If you're this deep in the podcast, I'm assuming you're a fan. Number one, Dan Soder.
Nice.
And that's your co-host.
That is on Bonfire.
Bonfire. Yep. When can they find that show?
It's on SiriusXM, Channel 95, Comedy Central Radio.
Awesome.
And we're live Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, and it replays all week.
Awesome. Also, shout out to Mansam. He's practically the opposite of people I tend to like, but he's grown on me over the years. I say years. I'm in high school. I've been listening to your pod since I was 15.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Well, there you go. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Modern-day
love line.
Yeah.
Modern-day love line.
Exactly. This is what we're trying to do here. What's up, J-Train? I Snapchatted you and told you, and you told me to email this in. Okay, so this is on my Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Jared. Free JaredFreid on Instagram. You can search JTrain56 and I come up. This kid sent this to me and I posted the picture of this. He writes this. I'm a college student at a small private school in the South, and to make a little extra cash, I work as a nighttime janitor at a nursing home. And tonight, right before I get off, I get called to mop a floor in a room for a woman who had been in a coma for 5 days, and they assumed that she would die and her family would come to pay respects tomorrow. So I went in to mop the floor, and I decided to finish listening to your new podcast, but didn't have any headphones on me, so I played it out loud because she's in a coma, so fuck it. I'm sure her family's very happy.
Listen to filthy pube talk.
Yeah, and about 5 minutes in, this woman wakes up, takes a deep breath, and says, who are we listening to? This is insane. I was shocked. I dropped the mop, ran to get a nurse. To wrap up the story, I left work 2 hours later, and she was still awake and watching TV, and I got written up at work for listening to the podcast out loud. Thanks for your shit, J-Train. Keep doing what you're doing. That's insane. He sent that to me. I posted on Instagram the original message he sent me. I wanted her to stand up because I wanted her to just lift up like a mummy and just go, this dick ain't sucking itself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like she like wakes up out of a coma. Now she's a big fan of the show. Yeah. Get her writing in. She goes, J-Train, I have a question. When you come out of a coma, what's the right amount of time before you start finger blasting yourself?
How should I handle the cobwebs in my vagina?
How do I go about trying to suck off this orderly? I mean, I make little kissy faces and point at his dick, but my lack of ability to speak is causing a real issue.
I'm an 878. I was on death's door. Yeah. And,
I saw him. He could fuck the stroke side of my mouth, which is going to
But I can't feel it. What do I do? How do I get him to switch sides? J-Train Podcast, if you have a follow-up email, those are very fun for me to read. Let's go to a hypothetical. We'll do one today, and then we got one news story, and then we'll be out of here very soon. Sup, Jared. I was listening to the Dan Patrick Show when I heard an interesting hypothetical. I like the Dan Patrick Show. I'm a listener here and there for that podcast.
Did you ever see that studio?
I've seen it on TV.
By the way, it's the same one that I think Artie was in at one point. I think yes, it's the same one. That man cave they made is just insane.
It's cool. He has like all the jerseys and stuff.
Like basketball.
Like
Pop Shot basketball and that, stuff. It was great.
That show, I actually went and met him once, and he was like, I went to like a write, someone sent me on an event where they were there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what, he's got like the Danettes, but I didn't know what they all look like because I don't watch it. I listen on podcasts. And he's like, and I go up to him, I go, hey man, Dan, I'm a huge fan. He's like, you see the Danettes? Like you could tell he was like a professional passer offer of fans. And he was like, you see the Danettes? I was like, I actually don't know what they look like. He goes, you don't watch the show? I was like, you're a radio show, man.
Yeah. Talk to my key grip.
Yeah.
Anything to not talk to
himself? Yeah, he just wanted to get me the fuck out of his face. So he writes, they were talking about that astronaut that was on the moon for the past year, and the question was asked, would you rather be stuck in space for a year with only your significant other or only have a TV with all the channels and internet? Personally, there's not a woman on this planet I can endure every waking moment with for an entire year. So I'm taking the TV. What do you think?
I like that he made it mean against women. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to some bitch yapping the whole time in my ear about nonsense.
We always find a way.
Space isn't clean enough. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. You take the internet and TV.
Yeah.
I mean, just because here's the thing. You need mindless entertainment to kill time. And you can only do fucking 20 questions so much.
There's only so many holes.
And zero G fucking is going to wear off after a while.
Yeah. I mean,
you shoot a load, you watch it drift off like George Clooney.
And you could do that
in Gravity. That'll get you through a month.
Yeah. And you could do that on your own with the TV.
Yeah. As I'm saying, you can still jerk off. Yeah. Yeah.
TV and internet.
I think the answer, if
I'm basically doing that right now with my life, anyways.
I mean, if my. Well, if you said you wouldn't get laid for a year or you couldn't have TV or internet at home, you'd probably still pick the TV.
Right. And internet. I mean, I go to bars and just sit there and tweet all night and don't talk to anybody. So, I mean, like, I have the best time.
Do you know how annoyed the astronaut Scott Kelly is? Like, we're in space. Like, you could look at space and infinite time, and you're like, well, but I can't get online, so it's not going to work.
I can't miss the People Brazzers. Versus OJ.
Okay, send your hypotheticals and your shout-out. Oh, and your shout-outs, jtrainpockets@gmail.com. Let's do a news story.
We got this from Brandon on Twitter, BJM11 on Twitter. It's an article from CNN, and it asks the question, are female emojis sexist and harmful to girls?
Okay.
It's estimated that 6 billion emojis are sent every day. Young girls are believed responsible for more than a billion of the daily output of those emojis.
Wow.
You're responsible for like 500 million
I'm
of them.
I'm a big emoji user.
Yeah.
I'm huge. Using them a lot more now.
They're great.
But I don't use a lot of them. I don't get in. You have to like download apps that have like cool or more fun ones. Just no, the basic ones iPhone. Hearty Eyes.
Hearty Eyes.
The smiley face with hearts for eyes.
Okay, yep. That's a good one.
The kissy face with the heart.
Okay.
The shy smile. The regular smile.
What's the shy smile? The one?
Isn't it kind of like the red-cheeked, like kind of smile with the eyes closed?
Blushing.
Blushing. And then just the regular smiley face, or every now and again, the frowny face. Genuinely, though,
really upset.
But talking about, like, not growing with the times, which I am known for fucking up plenty. I'm still big on the old the colon dash parentheses for the
Like the old school
I
smiley
still tend
face.
To do that a lot more, and then I'm like, oh wait, why would I do that when there's a happy face that expresses this thing
well,
for me?
Right. That shows effort. I like that because it's like I took the time to do two buttons.
Oh, sitting three. Semicolon dash smile is the wink.
Yeah.
It's always I make a nose.
Oh, you may.
I always do the dash for the nose.
I mean,
that's
the
caring.
Nose.
That shows a lot about you as a person, I think. That's like, he puts in time, invests time and effort into this relationship.
I'm going to hit shift and I'm going to hit the dash.
I'm going to my phone right now to see my top used emojis. Mm-hmm. And because you can go to your frequently used page.
Right.
Here's my favorites. I send this a lot on Snapchat. I send back the muscle maker arm.
Sure.
Blushy face. The smirk. Smirk is a great one. I'll send the nerd one. Nerd smiley face a lot to let a girl. I've always said this. Jay, you can agree or disagree. I think you got to be a little gay to be straight. You got to be a little gay to fuck. So like sending these emojis is like when you're as a guy, like a tough guy, you send an emoji and it's like, oh, there's some personality.
It's heartwarming, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a surprise. I'm sending that emoji eggplant, of course, because this dick ain't sucking itself. I send a lot of trains because J Train, the rolling eyes emoji, I'm so happy it's here.
Sure.
What are you sending, Chris?
Well, I'm on Android, so it's a little bit different, but I'll send
poor people.
I know. I'll send a thumbs up. like Jay was saying, the kiss. Yeah. You know, it's like shorthand to your
but
girlfriend.
Whether these are...
I really, if I went to my recently used, and like I nailed it. Hearty eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winky face. Kissy heart.
Yeah.
And the bashful.
And
then a smile.
I also send the girl, there's a ice woman that blows, and I'll send that ice woman that blows with the two basketballs next to it when it's like, blowing my nuts. Whether they're misogynistic or not, feminist, I mean, get over yourself. How much time do you have in a day?
Well, the point-
These are two people that don't pay their own rent.
The point was simply about- You know, women are represented in emoji style, and they're typically wearing pink, or they're not shooting a basketball.
We gave
like
you
that.
Black yeah. people emojis. What else do you want? Much more
strong women.
Yeah. What do you need? The Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah. So you need. I need a woman wearing coveralls with, with a butchy haircut.
Yeah.
Can you make a fat girl holding a softball?
Yeah.
Well, these are just pictures. Send a picture if you want. Well, what do you want? They're like little characters.
Yeah.
If you want everybody represented, you can go on Google, look for that thing, and send a picture to somebody.
Yeah, that's true. Right? I don't know.
Can we have a woman and a man holding the same amount of money? Like, we both made this today.
Sharing a dollar.
Yeah. Equal pay. For equal work.
These are literally the least sexy emojis in the history of emoji.
I'm learning, and through podcasting and feedback and just reading blogs or even just knowing Kurt Metzger, is that if people, especially that like feminist faction, if they want to find something to be angry about,
yeah.
I guess anything too with any kind of like minority women or anything, they'll find something to like say.
They can well, anything can be spun.
Where the people using them the most don't even think fucking twice about it.
Yeah.
I've never been a guy, as before, and I say as a person who's never, I've always actually been uncomfortable with it, outside of joking, but I mean like people who really talk like, oh, is there going to be a bunch of bitches this place? I've never really talked like that, so
yeah.
I'm not a misogynistic person, but I will make plenty of misogynistic jokes, and I will say things like the funniest thing to say at the time, but I'm not... And I said, it's so bad when that comes down on you. It's like, do you think women shouldn't? Like, no, women, whatever they fucking want, who cares?
I've never even thought about this.
It's like, I don't even give a shit. So it's my point.
It happens a lot to like the fraternity culture. You know, we started as the TFM podcast. It's called the J Train podcast now. So the fraternity type of guy gets a lot of the issues of the loud minority idiot. And when most fraternity guys get that joke, they get that they're the punchline for a lot of people. They get that this is, you know, that they're being dickheads.
Sure.
And that's what makes them funny. Like, you get it, understanding the surrounding of a joke is what makes you make the joke in the first place.
Sure, absolutely.
And then, so when you hear these people, they're getting mad at, you know, guys like us for the problems of assholes.
Right.
Assholes exist in every culture and in every ethnicity and in every sex.
Right. And you shouldn't, and like, the masses shouldn't have to be like subject to what, you know, it's like guilt by association.
Totally.
I said before, it's like if you know someone who, you know, I had the concern I said before, when, you know, Anthony Cumia went through his troubles.
Totally.
With his thing, I had to make a statement on Legion of Skanks that was like, hey, look, you can't be fine tooth combing me for. If I make a joke where I'm like, you know, if someone goes like, it goes, well, how did you get her to finally listen to you? And I go, well, you know, two punches to the stomach, she was all ears. And if someone goes, how dare you? It's like, well, I'm saying that because I've never ever hit a woman.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so ridiculous.
I don't want to say that to incriminate anybody else. I've never been accused of hitting a woman.
Yeah.
I've never had a woman say that I hit her and been like, oh, you're crazy.
Joke is acknowledgement of its ridiculousness.
Yes, you know,
that's,
exactly.
You know, that's what you're doing.
But people then will find, it's like, do you know how many women a year get hit? It's like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Of course. It's a horrible thing that shouldn't happen.
I live tweet The Bachelor every Monday. I love live tweeting The Bachelor. And it's my favorite thing right now in the entire world.
Howard Stern talks for all things. I follow Howard Stern, and it's weird that I don't watch The Bachelor, but he says it's the greatest thing ever.
It's the greatest show. I didn't even know he watches it. It's my favorite show to watch because just the women, the dynamic of the women.
He said He said it's amazing television, and the guys and the Bachelor guys are always like lunatics.
I mean, like the guys who go on, he is just he might as well be this table. You know, he doesn't matter. It's the women fighting over something that doesn't even exist.
Yeah,
you know,
like not a real thing.
And they're crying about a guy that they say they love when they've met him like 7 times. So it's insane. But I tweeted it. So I'll live tweet. So you're running out a lot of tweets on a Monday night for 2 hours. I get tired from it. Like, it's insane. And I tweeted out once, he came in and surprised the women. And there was one black girl on the show, Jubilee, who I was a fan of. Jubilee's hot and whatever. So he walks in and he's going through their rooms, like waking them up at like 5 a.m. It's a big surprise. And he's going through and he goes, who's wig called? Whose weave is this? Right. And I go, most obvious answer ever. And then I had all these people on Twitter just writing back being like, racist. And I'm like, no, that's not racist. There's a black girl on the show. She's most likely to have a weave.
Yeah.
And they're like, it was a white weave. I'm like, okay, I'm making a joke.
Some say they'll even go, it's like, you know, white girls get weaves all the time. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. What's the funny of saying that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Tara's.
That's a good tweet. That's going to get a lot of attention. That's going to make you laugh. Like, we're just trying to fucking have laughs here. You know?
You can't take it anything too serious. And again, I said, like, comics, and maybe it's selfish of me to say, but like, we really should, to some degree, be held to a different standard. I said, because, again, we're not speaking in front of Congress. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to, like, necessarily make, like change the policy. Any change comics are trying to make is change to just, like, the just to the atmosphere of things, where it's just kind of like, hey, like, let's not take away the fact that we can make, like, a semi-racist joke or a sexist joke or a fat joke or whatever. These things that all apply if it's just like we're in the nature of being like good spirited. You can tell someone being like funny versus being like attacking. When, you know, Daniel Tosh got all that shit about the rape joke and stuff like that. He goes, do you really believe Daniel Tosh is pro-rape? You think he survived this long and got to the level he's at? And wow, none of us knew that he was like super pro-rape. Now the antithesis of that is a Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about Bill Cosby, never said a controversial word in his life.
And he was very controversial.
And clearly he was doing a really terrible thing, but he was a guy who would also speak up very much about, like, learn how to talk right.
Wear your pants right.
But yeah, all that shit. And it's like, maybe you shouldn't be the moral majority. Maybe the moral majority should be somebody who goes like, no, we can laugh at everything.
Totally.
You can laugh at everything. Anything in the world.
The best example, and I was you know, watching the Oscars. The Oscars, Chris Rock did such a great job.
Yeah.
And you know why he did a great job? He was from both sides.
Yep.
There was not. That's why Jon Stewart used to be so great on The Daily Show. It was even-handed. He was sitting in the back of the classroom and telling everyone why they're fucking up.
Yep.
And I think that's the job of a comedian, is to sit in the back and be like, yeah, you're fucking stupid for that. You're stupid for that. And there's no, it's all colorblind. You know, he's just there for the funny.
And then also to turn the camera back towards yourself. That's what was always the brilliance, and probably still is, of the South Park guys, you know, Trey and Matt.
Yes.
Is, you know, that three-part thing they did years ago, the Cartoon Wars, where it was just shitting on Family Guy and shitting on Simpsons. And they did 3 episodes just going at these shows and just saying, like, the show's not about anything, and all the cutaways and all this. And then they just wrap back around, and I think the last sentence of the whole thing goes, oh, at least they're not a bunch of preachy dicks trying to move their agenda forward.
Yeah.
He just got the end of it, he goes, hey, we're no better than anybody else either. He goes, we just thought of doing this first. You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
This is exactly what it is. And I think anyone who's a real, you know, this is where the lines get blurred, is that people are like calling themselves comedians, and then they're talking heads. They're not comedians. They're just there to put out their side of the issue.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, if you can't see the whole story, I don't know why you got into this in the first place.
That's it. You almost have to be impartial. I mean, you have your beliefs and stick firm to them, but you should understand. It's the, you know, Nate Bargatze, obviously.
Yeah.
Who's a brilliant comic, and so such a testament to that. Like, Nate, for whatever reason, the way he was raised or whatever, just chooses to genuinely not believe in evolution, and he thinks that God put us here and that man existed with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But he's got a joke about why he doesn't believe in evolution, and like the monkey DNA joke.
Yeah,
it's on a special, which is fantastic. And like, who cares what Nate thinks? That's just a hilarious joke.
It's just a funny, and who cares? And but that's also Nate taking something that he believes in and making it fucking funny for everybody.
And knowing, and also knowing that the rest of the world goes, well, most of us believe in evolution. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and
being okay with that.
And not giving a shit.
That's the thing that gets lost in the equation sometimes where he tells that joke and you go, oh, but I do think evolution's real. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's real, but what a great joke about how ridiculous that it is that evolution exists. You know what I mean?
Thank you for doing me the biggest favor of my day and making me laugh.
Yeah.
You
know, like, why I mean, Metzger's great at that too. Metzger's great just taking something very controversial and just making a great joke about it. Like, who cares? Because really, at the end of the day, it is. Who cares? Who gives
his,
a shit?
His status is, I can't get over it.
Oh,
his
yeah.
Facebook is just so funny.
Man, okay. We're lucky, we're here for you know, an 80-year run,
yeah.
You know, on average, if you're lucky. And it's like, to stress yourself out in life with like being angry at the unfair of this and that, like,
The world
progresses, man.
Totally.
We're for every 100 years, we move a million years forward in progress with like, you know, the way we think about things.
Oh, totally.
The concept for me at 38 years old, the concept of thinking like, and a woman can't vote, is like, what?
Yeah,
like,
it's where like insane.
It's like, they don't let blacks in here. It's like, we're a million years from that.
Yeah,
there's nothing like that in the world anymore.
And we keep getting better and better and, you know.
And we do, and it's you know, it's slow to some degree, but it's very quick in many others, you know, and it's just like, you waste too much time. It's not all going to be fixed in your lifetime, but a million things will.
Totally true. Jay, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
This was a fantastic episode. We're going to do shout-outs next time. We'll save them. We went a little bit long, but that's okay.
Sorry.
No. Great episode. Chris, thank you for bringing on the news, doing
Absolutely.
The hypotheticals. At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Jay Oakerson, Big Jay Oakerson. You can find him on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Big Jay Oakerson. He's going to be at the Comedy Connection the 5th and 6th in Providence, Rhode Island. He's also got the show coming out on CISO. It is called What's Your Fucking Deal? CISO.com on March 17th. Legion of Skanks every Monday on the Acumia Network.